Hey folks, yes, I bet you weren't expecting to hear from me so soon. This is a special treat for all our listeners because, as you may have noticed, we haven't put out a podcast for about 2 weeks now, and that's because of Storm Dennis and Storm Kiara, which basically stopped our guests from coming into the studio, but also because we've been going through a lot of internal changes and lots of work and new clients and blah 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 blah. So what I thought I would do is, I mean, from Monday we'll be back to a normal posting schedule, but I thought before we get to Monday, why don't I take you back in time to a discussion I had with a man named Alfie Habershed, who was actually he looked after Modal, which is our events kind of our section in the Common Sense Network for a while. This is a chat I had with him about a year ago about something called The Detail, which I want you to subscribe to, but also about this idea of changing your mind online. Are you allowed to change your mind online? Anyways, that's it. Enjoy the episode, folks. Remember to share, subscribe, and yeah, speak to you later. So Alfie,
hello.
So we've started this new project, if you like, called The Detail.
Yes.
Which is long reads rather than short reads for people who are interested in scratching beneath the surface of issues. I think online, you know, we get this thing a lot that young people don't read, or either they can't read or they can't be bothered, which I don't believe. I actually think a lot of young people care about issues, but haven't found a place that they can go to, like a kind of one-stop shop, if you like, where they can get views from across the political spectrum.
Of course, because it's almost like there's too much information.
Mm-hmm,
there's
mm-hmm.
almost like the here and there and like flashing colours and different articles and things like that. It's not that young people don't want longer reads or they don't want to cut beneath the surface, but they need things laid out in a way that's simple for them to actually think deeper into an issue.
Well, this is what we're going to do. So why would, because this is what I always think to myself when we kind of design something or kind of launch a new project, is why would anyone read it? I hate to sound really negative, but it's just my mindset. You know, why would a young person who's say 18 years old or whatever, why would they pick up a digital issue?
Yeah, I was going to say a catalog, but it's not a catalog.
No, it's not that. Why would they pick up a digital issue of the Detail and read it?
Yeah, because if you think about it, most things you see that you can read, you don't. So it's going to have to kind of have to stand out. But the way that happened is by really focusing on issues that are important.
Yeah.
So for example, Echo Chambers is the first one that's just come out. That's an issue that for young people, it's a real problem. It's something that only our generation have really had to experience, that kind of being caved off into certain groups online, and then just seeing how that could affect things in all kind of fields of life, from like friendships or political disposition, education. So it's a really important thing.
And what would you say is an echo chamber?
An echo chamber is like an online phenomenon. No,
I love this because a lot of people struggle. So even like a friend of mine, like 2 days ago, was like, Mike, and bear in mind, he was with me when we started the whole network.
Yeah.
And he was like, I watched you on some show thing. He was like, you got to tell me more about this echo chamber thing. I'm like, really, bro? We've been talking about this for like a year. Like, what the hell?
Well, it's a hard one to put your finger on, but I suppose very, very simply, it's when your views are echoed and by people around you. So what it means is that you're put in a certain group or circle where the views that you have are kind of echoed back to you, and then the views that they have are echoed back to them.
Yeah.
And then everyone within that circle or group becomes more validated in what they think, and they become less aware of the fact that outside of that group, there's loads of other opinions, there's loads of other perspectives, there's loads of other reasons to think something else. But because all you hear is, oh yeah, that's what I think. And then you just think, yeah, that's right. That's what the truth must be.
Yeah.
But there's a whole world out there with lots of different opinions.
Absolutely. I think my main thing, or the reason I get really worried, because people also, I mean, sometimes you can feel like an Old Testament prophet a bit, where you're like, guys, it's just going to rain. And everyone's like, it's not going to rain. You're like, guys, echo chambers are dangerous. Mm. And people are like, nah, I like it. You know, I remember being on the BBC show with Victoria Dart, and she even said, I mean, I didn't expect her to, but she said, there's nothing wrong with it.
I know.
And I was like, what? It's so crazy. Like, the idea that you live in a chamber where everyone believes the same thing as you, that's so dangerous, because it means that, one, you rob yourself of the genuine joy of learning new things. Two, you're more likely to demonize and caricature the other side. You know, you start to think very tribally, as though, you know, this article, whether true or not, is a win for my side and a loss for the other side. And for that reason, I'm going to share it rather than being more objective. You know, extremism begins in echo chambers. Radicalism, like, it all starts in echo chambers. And I just don't think enough people understand that the safety, the relative state safety even, that their echo chamber affords them is only a transient one. Which is going to later be usurped by a really dangerous... I mean, I don't want to kind of make any crazy...
You're being a prophet again, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be, but it's so bad.
But I would argue echo chambers are also not just where those troubles start, but where democracy ends.
Well, all right. Take a drink up to that one.
Because obviously, when you vote in a democracy, you're participating in a process with people who are going to be outside of that circle.
Absolutely.
That echoing your views. So if you have to collectively have a government where you have to collectively make decisions, then you're going to end up polarized.
Yeah.
And you end up not understanding or not being able to come to any mutual aims or understand. And that's kind of the problem that we've seen recently.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is where democracy ends. I think I remember doing my personal statement when I was going to university. I wrote something that was so that I look back and cringe, right? But I said, because I was studying to do PPE, which I know you did as
What's
well.
What's that?
A PPE is politics, philosophy, and economics.
Thank you for explaining.
And I wrote, politics is not an event. Politics is an ongoing conversation.
Don't listen to him.
And
just read the details.
I felt so empowered by that. So I felt so kind of smart when I wrote that. But in a kind of, I guess, tragically funny way, if you like, politics is, for me, typified by conversation. I think that is the whole point, is you are essentially having conversations about deep beliefs you have. Demonizing the other side doesn't help, you know, calling someone, you know, racist or sexist, or even call them just because they disagree with you, I don't think helps. It's about conversing. And unfortunately, what echo chambers don't do is they don't help people talk to each other.
Yeah, well, there's just a basic acknowledgement to take, which is that other people just know things you don't.
Yeah.
And it's just as simple as that. It's like to kind of assume that you're right in your opinion when what you know is a kind of speck of dust compared to the whole universe of knowledge is really damaging precedent. So, and kind of narcissistic almost. So it's just the echo chambers. The reason that we don't like it is that it's the basic.
It's just
we hate it.
Anti-echo chamber club.
it's basic. It's like, it's your friendships are going to be better. I mean, if you just acknowledge there's a whole world out there of people who just have all kinds of things that you would be shocked by and might even make your views flip on their head.
Yeah.
That's why we need to have conversations.
I mean, that's another topic. This notion of, you know, changing your mind online. Like, are we allowed to change our minds? You know, I mean, we change our minds all the time. I do all that. But online?
There's a shame associated with it online.
Of course.
No one, like Piers Morgan, isn't going to come and say, I was wrong. Yeah, you really changed what I think. I'm backing down from my position.
That would be the end of the world, I think.
And that's why echo chambers online are even worse. Not only because they're stronger echo chambers because of the way algorithms feed certain information to you, but actually because of the way that it's easier to concede to somebody in person when you have that kind of face-to-face empathy than it is online when you feel like everyone, the whole Twitter, the whole billions and millions of people are going to see the fact that I said I was wrong and that I backed down. And it's kind of like a playground in that, like a school playground.
No, I agree. I think those are good points. Which is why we've started this detail thing. Essentially, every single month you'll get an issue, and the issue will be about a specific topic, and you'll get views from across the political spectrum, which you get to read in one paper. Of course, you can skip the ones you don't like, but obviously, what we suggest, like a doctor, is you take the pill because the pill will make you better. So, reading the articles from maybe left wing, if you're particularly right leaning, or vice versa, actually does well to edify you. And I think that's the best thing people will get from reading the details. They come out, yes, with greater understanding, more detail about an issue, but also rather than getting just one perspective, you get the full detail. You get all the different perspectives in one place.
Yeah, just to say, this whole breaking out of echo chambers thing, it's easier said than done. It's difficult to say now after this conversation, oh, I'm going to go break up my echo chamber. I'm going to read every perspective on every issue that there is online and I'm going to keep shopping around. That will take like my whole day. I won't be able to do anything else. So this is why we wanted to make things really simple.
Yeah.
One issue at a time, all the perspectives upon that issue, so you can really break it down issue by issue.
Absolutely.
Rather than by ideology against ideology, issue by issue. So what we've really done is we've tried to explore echo chambers in all kinds of fields, like I said, from crime, friends, safe spaces even, which is an important one to consider.
I think we talk about that in our universities, don't we? But ultimately, I guess the point is, how do we sharpen our objectivity, which is what I think the detail will help people do. So I help people subscribe. I hope they read it. I hope they enjoy it. It's free. So there's nothing. It's free for 1 month only. No, it is actually free. So I help people read it, and yeah, I just hope people start to understand or start to take or I guess attribute more value to the pros, if you like, of actually leaving one's echo chamber and having consuming heterogeneous information.
Join us, and yeah, and every month we'll continue to kind of really investigate.
Absolutely.
The key issue that month, I mean, obviously, there's a lot coming up.
Guess what's coming up in March?
Yeah.